Happy, 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 happy Pasaha. Happy Pasaha. Passover is here. It's happening today. Many people in the Promote the Truth community have already got in the celebration. Some people already concluded it. I've got some more pictures and stuff that we've been receiving that I'm on the Telegram group. Brother Robert Arenson, guess what he did? He just sent us a nice little video. Maybe what y'all should do, you know, send Lena, you know, or the team. Y'all can send some videos in. Let us know, you know, like take some pictures of your Pasaha, your meal and how you prepared things and let us know and get used to being obedient and celebrating. For many people, it's their first time celebrating the Pasaha. Many people. And most people didn't even think about it. And I'm going to go through some scripture with you as this day for a lot of us is still, we're preparing. We're getting ready. You know, we've been getting ready since yesterday and now it's speeding up. You know, I can see Lena just came back in with the delicious wine that has no yeast in it, by the way. You got it. That's a trick. Make sure you get some wine that has no yeast in it. And we're going to go in today and we're going to celebrate. And you're going to see our family. We're going to be posting some videos later on, too, through our Promote the Truth Telegram channel. If you have not yet joined the channel, go over to pttgram.com. It's easy on your smartphone. You're going to download the Telegram app. It's free. It's global. What I love about it is that we can communicate all over the world through that Telegram app. So who's coming in right now as we're getting warmed up here for this Pasaha message? Tomorrow we will have a set apart gathering as commanded by Yahuwah. So we'll be having that gathering tomorrow. We'll send that notice out here in a little bit today. That way everybody's got high notice on it. We'll be doing that on Zoom live, but we'll also stream it over on YouTube as well. So who's coming in? Who's coming in while I get my fresh squeezed tangerine juice today? Y'all ever had any tangerine, fresh squeezed tangerine juice? Ooh. These juices in Colombia are just unbelievable. These juices are unbelievable. See where my voice is at. I've been talking and talking and talking and talking. Emily, William. Yeah, we got Veracruz, Mexico in the house. William Pollack, where you coming in? Is that Northern Ireland? Where you coming in from, William? Diana Casey, Las Vegas, sunny Las Vegas. You know, we just moved from Las Vegas a few years ago. We were in there for like 7 years, sis. We could have hooked up and met up. And our family and your families could have had a good time. Jermaine, come on, Jermaine Ford, New Platinum. Mike Westcliff, Colorado. Is that Mike Colgate? Tell me if that's Mike Colgate. From Westcliff, Colorado. See, my wife is in the building. What's going on? The Pasaha is here. Exquisite Jackson. We got Lisa Austin in the building, one of our great supporters. Yamani, good to see my sister Yamani Alisa from Seattle, Washington. Amani coming in from North Carolina. I think is what they call it over in the South. North Carolina. Luya coming in from Melbourne, Florida. Tiffany Hinton got all blessed up the other day. Yahuwah saw her faithfulness and blessed her. Like she couldn't even imagine. See, he saw you, Tiffany. Y'all gotta excuse me. I can get my voice cleared up for this. Give me some more of this juice. Botswana. We got Botswana. Is that on the map? Botswana, Africa. Let me make sure that's on our country list. I'm pretty sure it is, but I'm just gonna be sure. Where's our country list? Let's see here. Botswana, you on there? Yep, Botswana's in the building. Who's that coming in from Botswana, by the way? Who is that? Come on. You got to tell me. Is that Lef? Is that your name, Lef? What's going on, Sister Amber House? Amber's in the house. Sophia, it's your first time celebrating the Pasaha. Put in the chat if this is your first time celebrating and honoring Yahuwah. Y'all got to understand what this means. This means if you follow us, if you follow Promote the Truth, you're going to hit all seven festivals for the first time in your life during this year. You're going to hit all seven. And you're going to be able to go stand before Yahuwah. You called on his name. You're guarding his commandments. your garden is vegetables. He's serious about this. And you eat what's real food. You don't eat no non-food. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You in. You're going into eternity. You don't have to question. You ain't got to guess. Joe and Ebony, Colorado. Come on. Jesse's in the building. Jesse coming in from Louisiana. Y'all got to scare. I'm going to have to keep clearing my throat. I've been talking like a gazillion tons. Mark coming in from Malibu, California. Mark, you got that beautiful ocean view? That'd be cool to get a backdrop of the Pasaha stuff, all that good stuff on the grill with the ocean. Who's that coming in from South Africa? Yeah, South Africa. Y'all already up in it, right? You already up in it. How many is your first time? Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Friday. Well, Emily's asking me about Friday. What's going on Friday? I don't know what's going on Friday. You got to tell me what you mean by Friday. Come on, King Adam. He said it's his first time. Tiffany said first time. Lisa Austin. Listen to all these first time. It's going to, y'all going to do all seven. Man, I remember my first time I did all seven. I felt so unbelievable at the end. When we got through with Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, that was the seventh one. I was like, my goodness, that's incredible. Dwight Bryant. Thank you. Some water, too. My wife. Yeah. Dwight Bryant said first time. Jermaine Ford said first time. Who else first time? Lev Timber first time. Who's the first time? You celebrating the Pasaha. Rush said it's the first time. Robert Arenson, y'all check out the, they just posted, the team just posted Robert's video in the Telegram. You can see, I can see that pure love and excitement from your brother, Robert. That just made my heart. Yeah, it made my heart. Yeah, you can do transactions. Y'all can burn them up. Make all the money you want, spend whatever you want, all the way up until when you get, when you put that Pasaha meal on in this evening, that's the late after, right when the sun. So you're getting it all prepped up. We doing it like around 3 or 4, we turn it up. Now we know the sun's going to start setting where we're at around 6-ish, somewhere around that. That's where we're going to put that. Right when it's starting to set, we're going to put it on the grill. Right when it starts getting dark. The edge of that darkness, we're putting that food on that grill. I'm trying to see, like, what Friday? I don't think Friday is. Let me look and see what you're talking about, sis. Lena, why is Emily talking about Friday? I'm trying to get that straight. Let me look at the calendar. Y'all go look at the calendar. All right, I'm going to put that in the chat, too. Everybody go look at the calendar. That way you don't have to guess, y'all. So here's the calendar. Real calendar of Yahuwah. No guessing. Bam. There you go. There goes the link. So I'm over there now trying to figure out what Emily's talking about. I'm over there and I'm on the month of the pagan, they call it March. So we're over there. Today, the 24th, if you scroll down, you're going to see MAR period 2024. All right. When you go down to the 24th, which is today, you're going to see, it's going to say Passover, starting at the evening. All right? There's nothing that's, it's a work day. All right, so what happens is, I'm glad Emily's asking that question. So the Passover starts in this evening. The sun start late afternoon, when the sun's getting ready to start to set, boom, shut it down. No business transactions whatsoever. All you're doing, you're celebrating, you're honoring Yahuwah, you're honoring Yahusha when he was here for his sacrifice. You see, for being slaughtered. And this is the, I'm going to read to you the scriptures here. Why we're doing it today. Because this is the 14th day of the new first new moon. Tomorrow will be the 15th day. Then we're going to celebrate. We're still going to be in the Pasaha. When we wake up tomorrow, we're going to be in it. We're going to be in it all the way until the sun sets tomorrow. Pagan Day Monday, they call it. When that sun sets Monday, you're out of Pesaha. But when the sun comes up tomorrow, we've started the Feast of Unleavened Bread, what's called Matzah, okay? So we're starting that tomorrow. When you wake up tomorrow, any of the meat that you didn't eat, anything you did not eat the night before, you're going to put it in fire. You're going to burn it up. Do some videos of that. It's cool to watch it, to go through the progression. That's why you got to buy just enough food to where you don't have a lot of waste. Okay? You're going to burn that up. So you're going to burn it up. Then you're going to quickly, and you should be doing this now. This is preparation. You should already have it done. Got all the yeast gathered somewhere to get outside of your house. Put it in the garage. Don't let it be in your house. Go put it in a storage unit. Put it somewhere, but do not let any yeast. And you better go do all your work now. That's why you got to prepare. Because Yahuwah is looking for obedience. You got a chance to get all seven festivals right. We're going to tell you exactly what to do. All right? So tomorrow, right, we're going to have a set-apart gathering. Now, it just so happens on the 15th day of the real new moon, it's the real Shabbat. So tomorrow's going to be the real Sabbath. Y'all follow me? So what we're doing is we're going to have an online gathering. But when we wake up in the morning, we're going to get all the yeast out of our house. We're going to still be in the Pesaha, honoring Yahuwah, but we're going to eat some unleavened bread that day. You're going to eat unleavened bread every day for 7 days. Okay? Every day. So you're going to eat it, watch, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right? You're going to eat it for 7 days. You're going to start on Monday. You're going to end on Sunday. You're going to eat some unleavened bread every day. You're going to eat some. Every day, you're going to eat a little bit. Okay? Y'all got that? Now, you're not going to eat any yeast all 7 days. No yeast. So that bread, them sandwiches, if you're going to do any type of bread, it has to be unleavened bread. Cannot have any yeast in it. None. Zero yeast. This is also good, from a dietary standpoint, gives you a good discipline, give your body a little break from the yeast, different things you can kind of have. It's kind of like a fast. It's a yeast fast, really, for the week. What that yeast represents, that's Yahuwah telling you, every day for 7 days, I took your sins on me. Y'all got it? Yahuwah saying, I took your sins and I put them on me. So I want you to think about this every day. I want you to get into it starting in the evening, because why is the Pesaha, the Passover? He sent the death messenger to wipe out everybody. But when they saw the blood on the doorpost, passed over. That's why what Yahushua did is so critical for us, because He's our door. He's the blood on the doorpost for us. Right? We don't have to go out and sacrifice a lamb. He is the ultimate sacrificial lamb. So there we go. Y'all got it? I love it. Yep. So for 7 days, you're going to drink. I should say, you're going to eat unleavened bread. I'm going to give y'all some scripture now. Now that I got my voice cleared up a little bit. I'm telling you right now, we're preparing. Lena got stuff together. I'm about to go eat me a big old waffle. Me and my son go eat a big waffle. We're going to get our last little piece of yeast in. We're going to celebrate it with a waffle with my son. As soon as I'm done with y'all, I'm going to go get a big waffle with my son. Get my last yeast in. Then get back in the prep. That's right. It's today. Be note. It's a fact. This is the 14th day of the real. You ain't got to guess. People keep it at all these different times. That's why we don't have to guess. If we follow the new moon. Now, I'm going to go into the scriptures. We don't have to guess. at all, do we? Watch this. Shamut, Exodus chapter 12. This tells us how to keep time. Okay? Tells us exactly how to keep time. All right, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 1. Yahuwah told Moshe and Aaron, his brother, while they were in the land of Matsuri, Egypt, saying, this new moon shall mark the beginning of months for you. So now we know that the new moon is what dictates what a beginning of a month is. We know it. We don't have to have, we can't get tricked by nobody. Like who's that asked that question? B-Note. See, B-Note how important this is? See, if we just follow the instructions of the scriptures, we're on point. He told us in Genesis, Bereshit chapter 1, starting at verse 14, how to keep time. He said, I got the two great lights, and they're for signs, for appointed times, for days, right, for years. He told us. So when we know what's to be kept, he gives us that in Bereshit chapter 1, 14 through 18. Then we come over to Exodus 12, Shamut, and he says, this new moon shall mark the beginning of months for you. It shall be the first month of the year for you. So now we know that the new moon dictates when a month begins and when the year begins. Isn't that awesome? Like now we know it. So what we've been doing for years is we've been studying how this happens and how to get the whole world on one page. I'm telling y'all, we're diligent. We're passionate. This is our life about this. We're about that life. As them young people say, we're about that life. Y'all understand? So now when I'm reading Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, I know what a month, when it begins, it's the first new moon. It happened 14 days ago. Y'all with me? It happened 14 days ago. So now we're on that 14th day. Watch this. He's going to talk about it. It's coming up. Get ready. Watch this. Verse 3, chapter 12, Exodus. Speak to all the assembly of Yisrael. All right, that's Israel. Saying on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb for his family according to the size of his household. All right, so everybody going to get a lamb just enough to feed your household. 4, if the household is too small for a whole lamb, then they must share it with their closest neighbor. Take into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance to what each person will eat. So what Yahuwah is saying is, I don't want a lot of waste here because I'm about to bring you out of your misery. Y'all got that? I'm about to take you out. But notice something that's pretty cool. I did this. I was glancing at the video I did last year. Oh, I'm going to take a clip out of the video. I'm going to put it in the Telegram. In the video from last year, your brother, I called out the lies of the translation. You hear me even calling out then. I've been saying it forever, but I was real hardcore regarding Matthew, where they're intentionally guessing about when the Passover is. I'm like, why y'all guessing? Come on. That's that Greek. That's why I don't mess with that Greek. Right? Hey, Adam, make some phone calls to all grocery stores. How can I get some unleavened bread? Right? And they got these crackers called Yehuda crackers. That's unleavened bread. Right? You'll be good with that. So call around the stores. Lena, put some links in to where they know what that is. That's important. Now, if you can't buy none, you make some. Lena got a recipe. If you go to the Telegram, you can run out to the store real quick and get the quick ingredients and make you some. Okay? There's a recipe right in the Telegram group pinned at the top. Okay. So you get now, this is what I was just checking this out, Joe. It just so happens, back at the time of Yahusha, on the 10th day, that's when all that commotion was going on. When they was getting ready to arrest him and everything. Isn't that amazing? Look, Ebony says Kroger carries them. If you're, you know, Smith's is the same as Kroger's. Aaron says they got a bread called Naan, N-A-A-N. Rush said, I got a case for the week. Smart. My dad said he made some. Hey, put them pictures up. Lena, give the staff to put my dad's pictures up of the unleavened bread he made. He used the recipe and made it. Lena says she's making ours right now. Now watch this. Verse 4, we know we got to get just enough lamb to eat. Verse 5, the lamb you choose shall be a one-year-old male that does not have a blemish. You can choose it from either the sheep or the goats. There you go. Y'all got that? Very important. Mm-hmm. So this is important. That lamb that they're talking about then, they used to have to do this every year. Get lamb. That's why when people don't believe in Yahusha, I go, hey, you don't believe in Yahusha? Then you got to go get you a goat or a lamb. You better be out there slaughtering. And you got to go find some appropriate priest, which there ain't none. But you got to go through all that nonsense. Y'all with me? Very important. I'm going to go in, y'all. I'm getting ready to go in right now. Everything's going to pick up. Verse 6. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. That's today. All right. So they were to get the lamb, go set it apart, put it in its own place, and get it ready to be slaughtered. And the whole assembly of Yisrael shall slaughter it in the evening. So when it got laid up in the afternoon, right? Somewhere around 3-4 o'clock. That's about the time they killed Yahusha, by the way. So then they would kill that lamb around 3 or 4 o'clock. That's why we speed up our preparation around that time. And then they killed it. They skinned it, gutted it, washed it up, got the herbs and stuff on it, got it ready. Then as the sun's getting ready to set, the fire's getting up, and now they're getting ready to cook that lamb. Now here we go. 7. Exodus 12, 7. Then they shall take some of the blood that then slaughtered the lamb and put it on the 2 doorposts and on the beam over the door of the houses in which they are eating. You see the signals going on? What did Yahusha do? He spilled his blood. He became that for us. When we believe in him, he's the blood on our doorpost. Verse 8, that same night, they are to eat the meat roasted with fire, not cooked on no pan, no electric. You got it? You are to roast it with fire. It's got to be some fire hit the meat. The fire needs to hit that meat or go right up in that meat. All right. With its head, legs, and internal organs. They used to have to do all that. We ain't got to do all that. Right? We do our symbolization. The offering made by fire. Hold on. Do not let any of it remain until the morning. Any of it that is remaining in the morning, you are to burn it with fire. This is how you should eat it. You should be dressed with your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat the meal in a hurry. It is Yahuwah's Pesach. Y'all got it? So this ain't going to be a meal. Everybody's sitting around taking their time. How you doing? Hey, this is a meal. You can do all the, you can hang out after, but with that lamb, with them bitter herbs and everything, done. Boom, boom, wine, ate it, ready to go. That meal's over with. Get it off the table. Get it, whatever's left over, get it prepped to be ready to be burned the next day. Eat this one fast. And you're thinking about what Yahuwah did. Now watch this. 12 of Exodus verse 12. I will pass through the land of Matsuri that night, and I will kill all the firstborn children in the land of Matsuri. That's Egypt. Both humans and animals. I will execute judgment against all the Alahim of Matsuri, Egypt. I am Yahuwah. He stamps it. He goes, I am Yahuwah. Boy, he stamps that with I am Yahuwah. And the blood shall be your sign on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Pesach. No plague will destroy you when I strike the land of Matsuri. This day shall be a memorial to you. Now, everybody pay attention, because everybody's like, should we do this? Is this required to do? Y'all tell me. I'm going to read it. Ready? Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. It's very important for us, okay? I'll slow it down. This day shall be a memorial to you, and you shall keep it as a feast to Yahuwah throughout all your generations. This is a law forever. All right, everybody, let's have a vote. Are we to keep it when Yahuwah says we're to do this throughout all your generations and this is a law forever? All right, this is a law forever. Put the votes in. How many of y'all vote that this is a law forever means that we're still in forever and we should keep the Pesach? Huh? How many of y'all agree? Or do y'all think that Yahuwah is playing here? And then he was just talking. I'm going to say this is a law forever, but I don't mean it. Come on, put it in the chat. Do you believe Yahuwah in Exodus, that's Shemot, chapter 12, verse 14, when Yahuwah said, this day shall be a memorial to you, and you shall keep it as a feast to Yahuwah throughout all your generations. This is a law forever. Do you believe him? Are we still in forever? So everybody's sitting around scratching their head going, hey, but them Greek New Testaments told me that Paul said, I literally had a Christian tell me the other day. The Christian said, yeah, but Paul, they said the exact words. But Paul said, we don't have to do that. I said, where did Paul say that? And they go over to, I know where they're going. Daniel Bacote, kingdom business. That's what we handling. That's why I'm handling it right now. Daniel knows what I'm doing. Right? I had a Christian tell me, but Paul said, where you say? They're going to take me to Colossians 2, verse 14. They're going to take me right there. And I'm going to say, he didn't say that. Your Greek is telling you, it says, and even the Greek, when you read it closely, don't say that. No, you want to be say that. You want to believe that because you are disobedient. Woo! Yeah. You can go purchase all the way. You can go buy, Brother Lou, y'all, anything y'all want. If y'all going, I'm ready to go. I'm going to a restaurant. Soon as I'm done here, I'm going to a restaurant. And I'm going to get me a big old waffle. My son loves waffles. I'm going to get this delicious waffle. I think we're probably going to get a yuca waffle. It's like very healthy. Made out of yuca flour. It's going to have some yeast in it. Right? And I'm going to get that done before I get into the evening and I get the Pesach. And then I'm done with yeast. all the way till next Sunday. Yeah. Just go buy. If y'all need to buy stuff, go do it. If you, hey, now, some of y'all, y'all like brand new, new. Y'all like, oh my goodness, I just came in here. Do the best you can to get this celebrated. That's why you got to be plugged into our channel. We're going to keep you up to speed. You got to be on our Telegram channel. You got to be subscribed to our newsletters. We give you all the announcements. Nobody has, you won't miss nothing that Yahuwah is requiring you to do for salvation. Nothing. There's four key points to salvation. His name, his commandments, right? His festivals and his food. Those four things, you keep that intact, you good to go. And you want to, you will live a life with no sin. Y'all believe that? You won't sin. You're done sinning. Everybody thinks they got it, that they're going to, I'm only human. Nope, you can't use that excuse. That means, no, you don't want to guard the commandments. Now watch this, fam. Let me give you a backup to show y'all how important this is. Dabarim. Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 1. Listen, this is important. Guard the new moon of Abib. See, most people, they just go to Exodus 12. They skip over where Yahuwah hones in again in Dabarim, Deuteronomy. He goes up to another level. You got to watch him. Everybody that wants to play games and act like the new moon's not important. Yahuwah said in Deuteronomy 16:1, he said, guard the new moon of Abib. You know what Abib means? Of the first, it's the first new moon. It starts the new year. The real new year. He says you're to guard it. That means don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody trick you and tell you that new moon ain't important. He told you to guard it because that tells us how to keep time, his appointed times. Guard the new moon of Abib. This is why he says it. In order to perform the Pesach to Yahuwah, your Elohim, for in the new moon of the Abib, Yahuwah, your Elohim, brought you out of Mitzrayim by night. So by the new moon's timing. So he says, guard that new moon, right? He says, and you shall slaughter the Pesach to Yahuwah your Elohim from the flock and the herd in the place where Yahuwah chooses to put his name. Eat no leavened bread with it for 7 days. You eat unleavened bread with it. Bread of affliction. I mean, I want you to be thinking about this, what I did for you. Woo! I want you to be thinking about this because you came out of the land of Mitzrayim in a hurry so that you remember the day in which you came out of the land of Mitzrayim, all the days of your life. He said, don't you ever stop thinking about this. And no leaven shall be found with you in all of your border, your house for 7 days. Neither should you eat any of the meat which you slaughtered in the evening for the Pesach, on the first day, all night until the morning. So you eat it and that's it. Don't eat it anymore. Ain't no leftovers with this. You are not allowed to slaughter the Pesach within any of your gates, which Yahuwah your Elohim has given you, but at the place where Yahuwah your Elohim chooses to make his name dwell. There you slaughter the Pesach in the evening at the going down of the sun, at the appointed time you came out of the of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. And you shall roast it and eat it in the place which Yahuwah your Elohim chooses. And in the morning you shall turn and go into your tents. And 6 days you are to eat unleavened bread. And on the seventh day, there's going to be a closing festival to Yahuwah your Elohim, and you do no work in it. All right. Do y'all know what he says? You're going to eat that where Yahuwah chooses to make his name dwell. Do y'all know what that means? Put it in the chat. Huh? He chooses to make, where does Yahuwah choose to make his name dwell now? Y'all know what that means? Back then it had a certain place, your temples and things. Where does Yahuwah choose to make his name dwell now? Where does he choose to do it? Talk to me, fam. Huh? This is good. There you go. In us. He chooses to make his name dwell in us, Matthew Wells. Got it? Amber's got it. I see y'all. Come on. Rich has got it. Ebony's got it. Woo! You see? You see the swing? Since Yahuwah Mashiach did what he did, we don't got to go to no temples. We ain't got to worry about where he chooses to make his name dwell. He chooses to make his name dwell in us. Now watch what's happening. I'm going to close this out and let y'all get back to doing the Pesach, preparing or being in it. Watch this. Ramayim chapter 9. Ramayim, that's Romans chapter 9. Verse 25. And I'm out of here. And he says, in Hosea 2, I shall call them my people who are not my people, who were not my people. Y'all catch that? I'm going to call them my people who were not my people and her beloved who was not beloved. He said, I'm stretching out. Everybody that thinks they got it like that with me, Yahuwah, I'm gonna flip the tables on all of y'all. And it shall be, verse 26, Ramayim 9:26. And it shall be in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people. There they shall be called the sons of the living Elohim. And Yishayahu cries out on behalf of Yisrael, Israel. Though the number of the children of Yisrael be like the sands of the sea, only a remnant shall be saved. Woo! The people who think they are Yahudim, they are not. The people that think they belong to Yahuwah and they don't call on his name and promote his name and guard his commandments and they don't set aside their traditions. He says, I'm telling you, it's going to be like the sands of the sea. Masses of people think they're coming with me. He says, but only it shall be saved. Verse 28, you want to know why? For he is bringing a matter to an end, and he is cutting short the time in righteousness, because Yahuwah shall cut short this matter on the earth. He's done with the nonsense. He's going to get a remnant. I'm in the remnant. I'm 144. I'm not just 144,000. I'm in the 144. I'm in that remnant. I don't move to the left, to the right. I stay right down the line with Yahuwah and what he wants, and it's a good thing. And it's simple. And if you with me, put 144 in the chat. Come on. We're going to do this thing with Yahuwah the right way. We got no Jewish influence. We got no Greek influence, no Latin influence. We got no Christian influence, no Catholic influence. We got no organized religion influence. We got no seminary influence. We got no theological school influence. We only have the unaltered word of Yahuwah. And I've been telling y'all for years, these translations are jacked up. And I've been retranslating the translations for years in front of the world. I've been in front of the world. Hundreds of thousands of views where it leaves nobody with any excuse. Yeah. Y'all send them videos over like Lena said. Wait, easy on our Instagram. Go to our Instagram. Go to our Facebook. Just message us the video. We'll take it. Get the staff to download it and show us your pasaha meal. Show us you being obedient. Show us what your children involved. 144. Now y'all get ready. Today is huge. And keep the thing at the forefront of your mind as we do this. Make sure you are contributing to TSNT.org so we get this message out. Hey, oh, I forgot to tell y'all. Guess what we got now? As part of production, we getting ready to drop some incredible Yahuwah music. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. We already got it lined up. We got the people coming in. I'm talking about it's happening today. They're working on it now. We got the, that's what all these contributions, we're expanding out. We're getting ready to put a collection of music together. It's going to blow people's mind. They're going to be like, what? And I ain't going to believe it. And it's going to, guess what? It's going to be all across the board. It's going to be something very spiritual. It's going to be some jams. It's going to be some upbeat, happy. It's going to be across the board. Why? Because we are set apart. We are peculiar people. We don't roll like the rest of the world. You don't see us up here in no garb and no little white collars and no big old robes. No, we're the real ones. You done met the real ones of Yahuwah in here. I'm telling you that right now. All right, hold on. I got to check this out. I got to check this out. This is incredible. But that's coming. We got more videos beginning to drop. Y'all better get ready. We got more videos dropping. I just had a meeting with the team this morning, the production team. We got another series. We have a set of 10 more videos. There's three about to happen right away. So y'all get to TSNT.org. Support the project. Keep it in mind. Because that's Yahuwah said, where did I choose to make my name dwell? It's in us. And we are the carriers of the true word of Yahuwah. It's us. We are. That's right. Puro palabra. The pure word, Daniel said. Come on. Talking that Spanish. And we're going to have it in Spanish too. English and Spanish coming out the gate. We're going to drop some awesome music. We going in. So y'all love this? And listen, Danielle, listen to me. Danielle puts, and I'm going to end with this. I'm going to give y'all discipline. Danielle said, it's sad how many people are denying the true way of Yahuwah. Don't talk about them. Don't talk about them. You're going to tell you, when you start worrying about the people that ain't going in, you're making that personal with you. We are not the message. We are the messenger. Yahuwah said a remnant's going in. So we ain't got to worry about everybody that ain't going in. So what? Let Yahuwah deal with that. Because that'll steal your joy worrying about the people that ain't going. No. Y'all not going. I'm going to be, hey, listen, I'm cool with everybody. Love you. Hey, how you doing? High five. This is what I believe. This is where I'm going. You going? No? All right, man. Peace. Hey, hope. Hey. Because guess what? They got their reward here. So show them some love. So maybe they might see, as you keep moving, they might see Yahuwah in you. Don't be talking about them. Leave them alone. Only the remnant's going in. I'm out of here, y'all. I'm getting ready to go get me a waffle. Y'all make sure y'all keep the pasah for the remnant. Yahuwah's not taking everybody in. He's only taking a few of us in. And right now, he's interested in this 144. Who are you? Are you doing the right thing? Tag us. Hey, send us, just inbox those videos on our Instagram or our YouTube and we'll get those things, start putting them up, letting people see awesome stuff in you. I'm out of here. We got a set apart gathering tomorrow. We'll get, hey, pay attention to Telegram. We're going to be putting the messages up. Happy Pesach. I love y'all. Bye.